97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
For the record, Fred did an outstanding job with Sue's News yesterday,
by the way.
And you know what we were thinking, though? We got young Ethan, our new producer here. And I think Ethan, he's got a little experience on the air. I think he can do Sue's News.
Yeah, he could be Friday.
Well, I'm thinking that we're gonna train him to do that, and I'm gonna put a little shock collar on him or something like that. And
then
if I don't like the direction of Sue's News, we may shock him. By the way, I don't know if I told you this. Maybe I did on Monday, but I have to take Friday off. And you're off, I know, on Friday, but I did have to take Friday off. So I think it's Ryan Recker who's gonna be here on Friday. Hey, John Lott is back with us this afternoon, and he's been a guest many, many times before on the topic of crime because he's great at crime and really breaking down the numbers in particular. But this is a topic about migrant crime numbers in particular because we know that ICE came out with this a couple of weeks ago, and it was kind of shocking, the numbers that we heard of criminals that have been released into this country. Then the administration comes back and tries to, you know, clarify everything, of course. John is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, joins us on 97.1 FM Talk. Mr. John Lott, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what did you find? You're great at doing this research. So, you know, ICE comes out. They said, and Tony Gonzalez from Texas exposes this, 435,000-plus convicted criminals, 225,000 people with pending criminal charges. That gets out there. People are outraged. But then the White House wants to spin it. So what have you found to be the truth here, John?
Well, there are a couple things to point out. One is you have to look at what the percent is of these non-detained individuals. And it turns out that about 9% of the 7.4 million non-detained individuals have criminal records. In fact, the murder rate by these non-detained individuals. So first of all, maybe I should back up a second. So you have people coming into the country. The government processes them. And the vast majority of them, they've led into the country. Now, you have two groups of people that are processed, those that voluntarily turn themselves in, and that's about 80% of the total, and those that are caught. Now, it's pretty clear that the ones who voluntarily turn themselves in, you're probably not very concerned about. I mean, if they were murderers or rapists in their home countries, they'd be concerned that they could get caught.
Right.
And be stopped. And so, but the thing is, what that doesn't include are the so-called gotaways, which are in the millions. These are people that we see coming across the border and we don't catch. And then what could be many millions more, which ones we never even see come across the border. During the Biden administration, you've had over 90% of the border agents who were normally patrolling the border pulled off of that to go and handle processing for the people that were coming in. And also, the passive monitoring system in large parts of the border has been broken and down. So we have no clue how many of those. And those are the ones who are trying to avoid turning themselves in, who are the ones who probably have an even higher rate. So that 9% is probably a real underestimate of the problem that you have with the, you know, the total illegal immigrants that are coming into the country. But, you know, there's another thing to point out, too, and that is one of the spins that they've had on this, say, well, this occurs across multiple administrations.
Right, right.
And that's true. But what you have to do is you have to look at how people were checked across different administrations. So, for example, during the Trump administration, we had Remain in Mexico. And what happened was the Customs and Immigration Service did the background checks on people. And that's different than the background checks that were done under the Biden administration, which were done by ICE. The Customs and Immigration Services, part of their role was to go and check the home countries of the people that were coming in to check their criminal records. Under the Biden administration, there was no checking of the home country records for these individuals. So, you know, it's not too surprising that you're going to find out that they have criminal records after you've let them into the country, after you've decided not to detain them there. In fact, it may even be that we haven't even discovered all of the ones that were there, and even that 9% may be an underestimate for that reason, too. But you know, they never would have made it, you know, from the remain in Mexico. They never would have been allowed in under the Trump administration if they had criminal records in their home countries and a check with those home countries had revealed that information. It's very different systems. And, you know, not only do we have so many more illegals coming in, and not only are they checked differently, but, you know, the problem is basically occurring during the Biden administration, even though it's true you have some people getting through during earlier administrations.
John Lott is back with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. So a couple things here. One thing that you reported is this took 6 months for ICE to even come out with these numbers that Congress was requesting. And then you also mentioned, I don't know if I know much about this, this seems like an undercovered aspect of this, that there was a guy from San Diego, a Border Chief Patrol agent, Aaron Heitke, who testified. You said in your report, he said the administration ordered him not to publicize the arrests of illegal border crossers identified as having ties to terrorism. Talk about a red flag.
Right, yeah. So, right. Well, I mean, it raises questions about any of the data that the Biden administration is putting out on this stuff. If they're specifically ordering border agents to essentially hide data on bad people coming into the country, then even the numbers that they're given, this 9% of these non-detained individuals being, you know, having criminal records, or the fact that the murder rate for these non-detained individuals is at least 50% higher than the murder rate for Americans normally. You know, you don't know what to trust anymore. You just know that these are probably very conservative estimates of the problem. Even with the fact that we're talking overwhelmingly people who voluntarily turned themselves in, and just a small portion, 20%, being ones that were caught that, you know, hadn't voluntarily turned themselves in. Because that's probably where most of the problem is for that 9% comes from that 20% there.
One of the things that you mentioned in your reporting on this is that, you know, the president and the vice president, they have the authority to call for expedited extradition for criminals, right? But they're not doing that. And they're actually, right. Are you saying they're actually going in the other direction, making it more difficult to extradite?
Yeah, they're making it more difficult.
How does that solve anything,
I don't know, but she's claiming that she's going to be tough on the border when she gets selected president. I mean, obviously, she could take care of these types of things right now. She could use expedited extradition right now on criminals. They could be going and searching for them. They could go and have ICE, you know, actually being involved in catching these people and deporting them. But, you know, they have other priorities that they want to go and deal with.
Yeah, she has to go on The View and Stephen Colbert. That's the priority right now. While I have you here, John, you know, one of the things that gets discussed a lot in this presidential race is crime. And the other side tries to spin these crime numbers. Look, I'm in a city right now that has a lot of crime issues, and we've got issues with reporting. You and I have talked about that before. Even the federal database has been off. So when it comes to the claim that they keep making here that, you know, violent crime is actually down, most of these areas are really down the last couple of years. How do you still respond to that?
Well, it's interesting. So there are two main measures of crime that we have. We have the FBI data on crimes reported to police, and then we have the National Crime Victimization data, which tries to get a measure of total crime. And the thing is, people have been focusing on just crimes reported to police. Well, we know the vast majority of crimes, about 60% of violent crimes aren't reported to police. We know about 70% of property crimes aren't reported to police. The amazing thing, and it didn't get any news coverage, is that even the FBI reported crime data has been revised. So in 2022, originally the FBI claimed that there had been a 2.1% drop in reported violent crimes to the police. And just last month, they revised those 2022 numbers. And rather than a 2.1% drop, which is what the media has been reporting for the last year when they've had these headlines that say, you know, violent crime is down, but people mistakenly think it's increased, that they've now changed it from a 2.1% drop to a 4.5% increase. But what people have to understand is that even that 4.5% is an underestimate of it. And there are lots of problems with it. I'll give you one example. In many parts of the country, if you call up police, 911, and report a crime, They'll ask you, is the criminal there right now? Is it an emergency? And if you tell them that the criminal's already left the crime scene, they'll say, okay, well, you can come down to the police station, wait in line, and we'll have a police report filled out. Well, what happens is that, you know, a few years ago, they would have sent out a police car. They're making it more time consuming, more costly for you to go and report crimes now than it was a few years ago. And there's going to be a few people, at least a few people, some who previously would have reported crimes, who are saying now it's not worth it. And so if you look at the measure of total crime during the Biden administration, it increased by 55%. We've never had such a huge increase over any 3-year period in the entire 51 years that they've been recording that data. Nothing even close. In fact, the next largest increase over 3 years occurred in 2006, and that was a 27% increase. So this is slightly more than twice as large as the largest previous increase that had ever been recorded in terms of changes in total violent crime.
And I think,
you know, people see this.
Yeah, they do. They feel it. They're absolutely they do. And that's why, you know, you said earlier, it's hard to trust the experts. The experts are wrong so often, and they try to spin these things. John, awesome as usual. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Have a great week.
Thank you very much.
Get more at 971talk.com.